Welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast, a production from Empowering Pumps and Equipment as the voice of the pump and related equipment industry. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 53 of the Empowering Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Matthews, and I'm joined by my co-host, Bethany Womack. And guess what? It's Water Week, Bethany.
Yeah, a really big week for us here in the water industry that we're excited to celebrate with you, our listeners. Like every week, we're going to cover social media, preview the news from Empowering Pumps and Equipment, and connect you with an industry influencer. While you're here, while you're listening, please do us a favor and leave us a rating and review. That helps us show up for other listeners to help find the show, just like you did, so we can enjoy our week with them as well. Speaking of our weeks, tell me how yours was, Charlie.
I had a great week. It was busy, but now I'm kind of tired. So I was telling you, like, my hair's not really done. I'm like, just kind of tired. I just was over it because I did put a lot of work into this week. And we created the Sustainability Infrastructure Summit that we're going to have in May. So that took a lot of, I don't know, creativity power, brain power. Yeah, so I'm just kind of depleted. Thankfully, it's Friday, you know, as we're recording this, and I can, you know, just chill out this weekend. So that's pretty much my week. I worked a lot this week. How about you?
It's been a really good week, a fun week for me. I wanted to relive a little story about how my morning was with all of you in case you aren't currently living with a three-year-old, you have older kids and want to reminisce about what life with a three-year-old is like. So this morning, I spent 15 minutes of my morning consoling my three-year-old because he said that he did not have a heart. Like, I gave him a hug and I heard his heart beating and he was like, "I don't have a heart, mommy." And I was like, "Okay." So that's the kind of morning that we're going to have. And so I
got this reminds me of like the Wizard of Oz in the story. He doesn't have a heart.
I know. I don't know what triggered that, but we looked at like an Inside Your Body book so he could see what a heart was. And it was great. And then, you know, after 15 minutes of crying, he said, "Mommy, you look like a mermaid princess because my hair is down." And that's what he tells me every time my hair is down. So
he's fine. He's actually fine. So no worries there. He's good. He's back to himself.
That's my life in a nutshell with a toddler at home. I'm thinking a lot of you can relate. And then work-wise, we had a lot of fun production stuff going on this week. So I got to wear my producer hat and put a lot of great content out for you. We have a new episode of the Empowering Women podcast that came out.
I really like this one. Y'all did a great job.
So great. No, she's so great. Yeah, shout out to Patty Perez, who's she calls herself a recovering lawyer, which I thought was hilarious. She talks about how to create a drama-free workplace, which I feel like everyone can relate to on some level or another. And then we also put out the first video from Vince, our director of development, is doing a new Lunch and Learn video where he has people on to teach him about the pump industry. And it's really fun. And his first video went out. So I'll include the link to that in the show notes so you can watch it.
Yeah, I also thought you did a great job on that. And so did Vince and his guest. So I hope that we'll see more of those. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get social for the week. This is where we're going to talk to you about something going on in social media that you need to know, including coming to our meetups.
Yes. So you're invited. And the next one is going to be the Empowering Women's Meetup. It's Wednesday, May the 12th, every second Wednesday at 11 Central Time. And then our Empowering Brands Meetup is going to be Tuesday, May the 18th. That's every third Tuesday at 3 p.m. I'm sorry. Yes, that's right. I don't know why I said I'm sorry.
You did it.
So 3 p.m. Central Time. Yeah. See you then.
And I will say that Empowering Women one, the last one we had so many people. We got to do breakout rooms, which was really great. So you got to talk to, you know, just a handful of women and really connect with people about what's going on with them in the industry. And those calls are just a great way to fill your cup back up with encouragement and connection with people in the industry. So you do need to pre-register for those. So make sure you click on that so we can send you the Zoom link.
Yeah, and this week, Mike Lassus showed up on the meetup, and I was missing him during our podcast promotions, but his children are getting married, so he was, you know, busy doing things with that, and it was just great to see our friends there, so join us, and you can also just stay connected with us at Empowering Pumps if you want to shout out, which is really important. Use the hashtag Empowering Industry Podcast. This week's shout out goes to Whit Parker. He's a manufacturer service rep for J. Nichols and Associates. Now, this is kind of fun, Bethany, because he commented on YouTube. So this is our first YouTube comment where, I guess, for the podcast that I've seen. And again, we have to kind of toss that over to Lance and his great podcast with Solder Weld. And so comment on that and bringing in that network of people. So anyway, thanks, Whit. We're really, really glad to have you. Thanks for connecting with me on LinkedIn. And yeah, if you want your shout out, use the hashtag.
Agreed. Okay. This week, like Charlie mentioned, it's Water Week, which is a super fun week for those of us here in the water industry. And so we want to talk all about Water Week and how you can participate, what it is, what we're doing. So let's just start. Charlie, why don't you tell everyone, you know, what Water Week 2021 is?
Yeah, this week is where the industry comes together to highlight the importance of water, water infrastructure, lobby with government policy, and really, I think that it's really important to think about how you can participate. You know, last year, the year before, it was in person.
Yeah.
And so it was virtual this year, but I just want to tell a little bit about it. You know, I went to DC a couple years back and sat in this room and really talked with the different people of water. So the government people that were there, manufacturers, engineers, utilities, and there was a lot of problems that they didn't know the answer to. And so they were just kind of communicating together. And I think that's where we are. And I think that if you're in this industry, you need to join in this conversation because some people in government just don't know. So we want to, you know, go there and yes, help the government and ask for the government support on policy, but also just educating them on what the water industry is all about. So I think that's a really important part and we'll definitely be advocating for that this week.
Yeah. And like all industries, the water industry was really impacted by COVID and how they responded as an industry and all the essential workers working in our industry. And so it's, you know, a really big year, I think, to talk about with our government representatives what that means and all these companies that are coming together to help participate and partner for Water Week 2021. There are a couple ways to participate, but the big one, since it's virtual, is going to be participating through social media. So you definitely want to be using that official event hashtag, which is hashtag Water Week 2021. And the Water Week website even gives you some sample post ideas that you can post about for Water Week with Water Week stats and figures and things to push for. And so those are great conversation starting points that you can use with your audience or as an individual or a company, whatever, however you want to post on your social media, you can post those stats and ask for feedback. You could also, you know, tag your local legislative officials so they know that it's important and maybe they start paying attention to that hashtag. And then, you know, with all hashtags, the key is engaging with it. So clicking on it and commenting on other posts that include it.
Yeah. And I think it's important that you look at this in your region, like your local representatives, like you said, because it affects people differently. And I think this is kind of why it's so hard is because water is everywhere and it's different. Whether you have the Great Lakes or not, it's really important to make sure that you, you know, take care of your water and we invest in infrastructure. That's a big part of this conversation this week. And you need to do that on the local level as well. So one of the other things that we're doing is participating in virtual events. Obviously, we're not going to ask you to do that and not do it ourselves. So several events that are listed on the Water Week website and one that we're participating in is WEMA's 47th Washington Forum on Harnessing the Power of Change, which, by the way, I love that title. How can I not want to be involved in that? And so this is April the 27th through the 29th, and WEMA is the Water and Wastewater Equipment Manufacturers Association. And so we love working with them. That's our people, and you know we're excited about it. So we'll be there during that time. And then I also just added fun because we are an exhibitor or sponsor, so we have our own little room. I made a Zoom room where you can ask me anything from 11 to 2 Central Time, 11 to 1 Central Time on the 27th. So yeah, I just named it Ask Me Anything about, you know, anything. You could be water, it could be marketing, whatever. But I'm there and I'm really excited about it. So even if you're not registered for WEMA's forum, we'll send you the link. So go ahead and join us in the Zoom room.
Yeah, I love the concepts of Ask Me Anything. I'm on Reddit a lot, you know, like that's where I browse and read about different topics and things. And people love Ask Me Anything on Reddit and different social media outlets where it's just a really fun way to get to know someone. So I would challenge everyone to come up with a really fun question for Charlie in the Ask Me Anything. And so I've been thinking of one. I haven't quite gotten there yet, but I'm going to find a fun one. And, you know, bonus points if you send it to Charlie a little early so she could think of a good answer.
Yeah. And then, you know, also bonus points if you stump me and I don't have an answer. Yes. I mean, that's kind of make Charlie be speechless is something also pretty amazing. So
I love it. On the Water Week website, there are other virtual events that you can participate in as well. Everything we're talking about here, I'm just going to keep driving you back to that Water Week website that just gives you tons of resources and events and different ways you can participate. And one of the things we did want to highlight as we are talking about WEMA and that event is they're going to be using Hoova, the event app that we used for empowering women that we've used in other events that we've talked about, and just kind of re-hit some of the highlights of how you can successfully use Hoova to most benefit you. And the number one thing you need to do is fill out your profile, add a picture, add your interests so that you don't look like a bot on there. You look like a person and people can find you, and you're using the same picture that you're going to use on your LinkedIn, so you look familiar to people. And then pro tip that I have is to turn on notifications for the app on your phone so that if you're away and someone sends you a message during WEMA, you can immediately connect back with them to just keep that conversation going.
Yeah, I think that that is such a great point. I mean, you're there to participate, right? So that's the big thing, participate. So you, just like any conference, you get out what you put in. So engage with people, reach out and message people. They're there to also participate and engage with you. So you're going to be able to share resources, you know, get to know people that care about the same topic. That care about water. And really, there's a lot of things that you can talk about. So I really do encourage you to put your interest in there too. We are all humans and it's nice to know what we have in common. So do that, but also put your best foot forward. So make sure that you are set up. You've got your lighting right. You've got, you know, your background that you want, and get ready to turn that camera on and let people see you and get to know you and your interests and really your thought leadership and is really developed in these settings where you're talking about things you really care about.
And did I hear you and Vince talking about a little point competition happening in Hoova?
That's right.
For WEMA? Tell everyone what that is. I love a good game.
Yeah, so it's the gamification mode here for Hoova, and I think people love it. I mean, just like to participate. So you get all these different points by adding a picture, messaging a person, entering in all of your information correctly. You know, like it's really, you get the score by participating. So I am happy I'm leading the way, but don't think you can't beat me. I mean, really all I did was this simple steps to get started. I did create that Zoom room, so maybe I got extra points for that. I don't know. But yeah, I welcome you to try to knock me off the gold star or whatever I've got. Yeah, the leaderboard. Thank you.
And chase Vince, because I think he's trying pretty hard to catch up to you too. So there's two people you can chase after as you participate in WEMA.
Yes, it's a lot of fun getting to know everybody.
Yeah, I had one final thought thinking about Water Week that I wanted to share. On the website, they talk about the importance of Water Week this week in relation to where we are in our government cycle. So we're at the beginning of a new administration, the first year of a new Congress. And so right now is when they're really making big decisions about where they want to set their budget, what their agendas are going to look like. And so it's a really important time for us as an industry to make sure that our voice is heard and that they appreciate and understand how important water is to life. Water is essential to life, how important, you know, water is to the well-being functioning of a healthy society. And so I think it's really important that we participate this year and just keep that in mind as we're looking at, you know, how we can participate. And they also on the website have a toolkit for how you can connect with your legislators, like pre-written out things for what to say to them. So they make it super easy. And I would challenge everyone to do that this week.
I can second that, Bethany. It's just so important to get involved. And, you know, I think your area will maybe have a lot more to say this year after really, you know, having to go through that and still going through the repair of all of the loss of water through busted pipes, et cetera. So I think we have a lot to talk about for sure there. So lots of news. Y'all want to get into the news?
Okay. Not to cut Charlie off from dancing, because I do love that. Everyone watch this on YouTube so you can see that. We, both of us at different times, will just dance randomly. It's fun. Okay, so this section is where we're going to preview some news that'll be coming out on the Empowering Pumps and Equipment newsletter this week. If you're not signed up for that, you can do that by clicking on a link in the show notes. And what that does is it gets you two emails a week delivered to your inbox where you can see what's coming up in the industry and what's going on. We're going to start with our person of the week, which is Silvino Jeremia, the director of Higra Industrial in Brazil. And I will just go ahead and apologize for myself. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing your name right. For all of my Portuguese-speaking friends, if you could tell me how to do that correctly, I would much appreciate it. But Silvino is a really fascinating person with over 50 years of experience in the pump industry, and he wrote out a lot of great answers to our questions. But one of the things that stuck out to me was that he said one of the things he loved most about his job was working with R&D and just creating new things. And he has several patents on equipment that they've worked on at their company. You know, that just brings him a lot of joy in life. And I think that's an awesome outlook to have on your career.
Absolutely. And so go ahead and check him out. Check out his profile that we've set up on the site. And then think about who you can nominate. Nominate someone that you know that's awesome. And, you know, just share them with us. That's what it's all about. Okay. So I wanted to tell you about my work. I told y'all I worked on the Sustainable Infrastructure Summit. And this is going to be May 10th. It's Infrastructure Week, if you want to go ahead and jot that down. So May 10th from 9 to 2 Central Time. And we're going to have just some really great speakers, but what we're trying to do is really, I guess, talk about the sustainability goals. As a company, we're committed to supporting this, and we want everybody to kind of understand what these goals are. So this one in particular is going to be around goal number 9, which is build resilient infrastructure, promote inclusive sustainability, industrialization, and foster innovation. And I always like how when you look at these goals, they're all connected and they seem to overlap. So we're going to talk about, you know, the infrastructure part, but we're also going to talk about inclusion in the workforce and how that actually makes a difference in all of this. So because we are hosting this summit during the week of Infrastructure Week, so use that hashtag if you want to take a look at it, hashtag Infrastructure Week, we are going to bring in a lot of great speakers to highlight. And I just want to name a couple of them because they're super known in our industry. And I'm really, I appreciate it because I kind of put this together quickly. And I'm just so thankful that they wanted to join us. So Jen Muir, JK Muir is her company. And we featured her on Empowering Pumps before. And she was one of our Pump Talk celebrities in the magazine as well. So Jen will be joining us talking sustainability. Frank Tanning Grunholm with ABB will be joining us. Peter Thompson with Armstrong Fluid Technologies, and many more. But those are the first ones that kind of said, yes, they're ready to go. And they're in our industry talking about energy savings, as well as, you know, how are we going to help our people and our technology grow and be available to make a more sustainable world. So it's just a lot to go. It's a lot to go over, and I'm excited about it and having everybody join us. So register on the website if you want to join us and join in on the conversation as well. I'm happy to bring you up and let you talk as well. So the website, I guess we'll put that in the show notes, but it's going to be fun. Sustainability and infrastructure and water and inclusion, all of this is just so important to our industry. So it'll be a great day to discuss it.
Yeah. And I would say, you know, what you can do with this information is, you know, if you are a supervisor at a company and you know your company is really committed to sustainable development goals and, you know, supporting the UN's goals that they've outlined, you can handpick a couple of people from your company and say, hey, I want you to attend the summit that Empowering Pumps is putting together and just come back and tell us all these ideas that you learned. And this is a good way, participating in this, to show that your company is committed to this and, you know, take away a few things of what you can learn and how you can, what else you can do to help reach that.
Yeah. So I read that there was like 86% of manufacturers that do have a goal around sustainability. We just don't know what it is. And I think it's important that we, you know, bring attention to that and understand what those are and the things that we're doing so that we can help each other be better. So I just thought that was really important, is like, we do have these goals. Let's share them and get to know what's the best option.
Agreed. So everyone definitely sign up for that. My story that I wanted to preview that'll be coming out in our newsletter is 5 reasons to specify OilMinder from Industrial Flow Solutions. So they outlined 5 different reasons of why it's important. The first is conductive sensing. The second is customized solutions. Then you have the third, plug and play system. The fourth is push to test feature. And then finally, they have third party certification. So go through the article, read about how all of these things do help specify OilMinder. But the common theme was really that you're reducing maintenance time and improving reliability, which is something that's important to everyone, you know, in their plants when they're running big equipment and all of those things. It's a really in-depth article that I think you'll find really helpful to read through.
Absolutely. And then I wanted to highlight a webinar from EverActive. It is on achieve your reliability uptime goals with batteryless sensors. Thank you for that, Bethany. We reviewed this before, right? Okay.
I jinxed her because I was like, hey, let's practice saying batteryless. It's not an easy word to say.
I don't know. I said it perfectly fine the first time.
You did.
Anyway, you know, sensors that don't have batteries, y'all. And the reason why is because batteries undermine IIoT. They, you know, basically have and create a lot of maintenance needs, right? What are you going to do with these batteries is basically it. So in this webinar, Peter Woodman from EverActive shows us how to use batteryless sensors. So look forward to, you know, seeing y'all log in and register for that.
And the reason we chose to highlight that story again, since we've done it in previous podcasts, was for one, because we really think you should read it. And for two, because it ties in with who you brought in for our industry interview this week, Charlie. So why don't you go ahead and introduce our guest?
Awesome. So Tom Ross was so great and, you know, spent some time with me. He's with EverActive, and he is the applications engineering manager, and he handles EverActive's machinery health monitoring solutions. He's really like a cool guy. He holds a mechanical engineering degree from Villanova University, and I had to ask him about this when we were recording because it was during, you know, March Madness, and so I asked him about that. So it's just fun to get to know somebody who's well-rounded, but he does hold engineering, maintenance, operations positions in a variety of different industries kind of prior to his work there at EverActive. So he's an interesting guy. I think you're going to love this interview. We talk a lot about in-house vibration monitoring systems, and he's got over 20 years experience in leadership, engineering, and plant support experience as well. So why not listen to him? Let's go.
Agreed. Without further delay, here's your interview.
Welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast. I'm so excited that you're here.
Hey, Charlie. We really appreciate the invite. Yeah, I think it's great to be here too.
Yeah, well, let's just start with letting everybody kind of know who you are. EverActive has been such a great partner of ours, and we've enjoyed working with them. But let's tell everybody kind of what you do there for the company.
So my title with EverActive is the Applications Engineering Manager for our machine health monitoring solution. And with it being a small company, it gives me an opportunity to wear many hats. I love engaging with customers. I also get to talk to people inside EverActive that range from our sales force to our marketing folks, to our software developers, our engineers, and our data scientists. So really gives me an opportunity to interact with a broad cross-section of the company and hopefully have a say in the direction of our machine health monitoring solution.
Awesome. And so you started out being, I guess you have mechanical engineering as your background. How did you get into this industry from there?
Well, when I graduated from college, I took a job at a large plant for DuPont and started off doing project engineering and project management. And there was an opening that arose in the maintenance engineering support branch of the group that I was working in. And I asked to make that leap and kind of found a home in the maintenance support world.
Well, I love that. You know, we talk about it all the time about how engineering and maintenance community need to work together. And so it sounds like that's all inclusive in your part there.
Yeah. I've really enjoyed that.
Yeah. And I have to bring up, I see that you have the degree from Villanova University. And as we are recording, we're in March Madness. I have to ask, are you a basketball fan at all?
Was not until my freshman year when we actually won the national championship for the first time. So I'm dating myself a little bit, but yeah.
But that's awesome. Well, I dated myself too. I pick Alabama to win. I always pick Alabama to win. But the last time they won was when I filled out my bracket for them to go all the way. And they reminded me that was like 20 years ago. So, you know, it's kind of fun to look back at that kind of thing and how time flies anyway. So
Roll Tide.
Yes, Roll Tide. Okay, so back to you, and now that you're in California, is that right?
Correct, yes.
So Tom, you're there, and you're talking about machinery health monitoring. And before we get to that, let's talk about who is EverActive.
Great. So yeah, EverActive is a venture-backed startup technology company. We've been in business for about 5 years. It was founded by two folks that were getting their PhDs at the same time at MIT, one in ultra-low-powered radios and one in ultra-low-powered circuit design. They both went off to their home universities, University of Virginia and University of Michigan, to work as professors, but they stayed in the realm of their PhD theses. Low-powered radios, low-powered circuits, and they formed the company EverActive to be able to revolutionize the industrial Internet of Things by enabling low-powered sensing to basically place sensors everywhere and make them ubiquitous.
Awesome. So can you tell us a little bit about the machinery health monitoring and what you're doing there at EverActive?
Absolutely. So we are leveraging the base technology of the company, the low-powered circuits and the low-powered radios. We have sensors that have a triaxial accelerometer, a MEMS accelerometer, that has the company's low-powered radios that can communicate with the gateways and then send the data up to the cloud. So we can take readings as frequently as once a minute on all three axes on the sensors, do an FFT at the edge, send up the overall vibration reading, send up the 9 highest frequency magnitude pairs from the FFT. That is transmitted to the gateway. The gateway then transmits that to the cloud, and then the customers can see those results in our software package that we call Insights.
Okay. So Insights, and really before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about how it works, you know, simplified. I know you kind of went into detail a little bit, but how does that MHM work for us people who aren't engineers? Simplify it for us.
Got it. So we have the sensor that can be attached to the machine, generally adjacent to or over a bearing. It takes those three readings that I mentioned radial, tangential, and axial acceleration. We don't need a battery. Again, those low-powered circuits do not require a battery. So we can harvest a very small amount of energy either from the heat of the machine or the light that's in the room or outside. So we have thermoelectric generators or TEGs that power the sensors, or a photovoltaic cell or a PV solar cell that provides that energy to the sensor. You never need to change a battery.
That's awesome. So, okay, that's the technology behind that sounds really cool, but what does a typical deployment look like?
Oh, that's a great question. So we can deploy with what we refer to as a pilot application. That would generally be 16 sensors, enough to fully instrument 4 machine trains and 1 gateway. We can show up on site and have that pilot deployment completed and data streaming to the customer's dashboard within a few hours. We've done deployments with as many as 500 sensors. And in that instance, there were 17 gateways, and we were able to deploy that over a 2-week period and have all 500 sensors up, talking to the cloud and the customer viewing the data on their dashboard.
So it seems like this happens really fast. So you get everything hooked up, it's you know, running its course, and then what happens?
So then the customer starts to use the data much like they would with any other vibration analysis solution. They can set alarms, they can respond to alarms, they can monitor the changes, they can look at the trends of vibration, and they can really use this as a screening tool to determine when they need to go and do some high resolution data collection and some deeper analysis. So they can set alarms, they can monitor trends, they can set up email chains so that when an alarm is reached, emails go out to pre-identified folks, and they can go home at night, they can sleep, they don't have to stay in the plant if there is a questionable situation at hand. They know that we've got their back.
Yeah, and so it makes me think about people who may not have used your equipment yet. How do you, I guess, bring things together, the technology together? Do you have to have already worked with you in the past? Do you kind of come in and connect with their existing technologies?
So it's most helpful, again, with this as a screening tool, it's most helpful if they have access to vibration experts who can do some high resolution data collection and analysis. But absent that, or what we provide, what we bring to the table, is an essentially continuous stream of vibration data. So we'll come in, we'll set up the gateways. We may need some help relocating an electrical drop, but we'll set up the gateways, we'll mount the vibration sensors, we'll do the back-end programming to make sure that there's the right association between the sensor, their machine, and the software so that they can see it and understand it. And we will work with them to establish the alarm set points and walk them through how to establish that email notification chain.
Awesome. You know, earlier you mentioned, you know, having this connected near bearings. Does the technology provide early bearing fault detection at all?
Unfortunately, we're not providing that just yet. So that is why it's important to use this as a screening tool and have some additional high resolution capability available. But that early bearing detection is definitely on our roadmap. One of the good things about being involved with a startup is that we can make changes really quickly. So as we've deployed this solution, we're gaining customer feedback, and we are acting on it quickly to continuously improve our product offering. We are definitely hearing the desire that we include early bearing detection, and we are currently working on that capability.
Awesome. And so you talked a little bit about this and how the sensor data can be integrated into an existing customer. Is there their CMMS, or what type of systems can it be integrated with?
So we have what's referred to as an API, and that is a standard way of porting data from one system into another. And that, again, was something that we were hearing from our initial customer base. So we have created that API, and it is ready to deploy. And it is designed such that the data points that will be transmitted are well-defined, and an integrator can take that and integrate it with any other package.
Awesome. Well, one of the things I did want to mention is that EverActive is a venture-backed startup technology company, right? So as a startup myself, I'm always interested to learn a little bit more about that. What, as far as kind of the grand scheme of things, how long have y'all been in business there?
I've been with the company for a little bit over a year. The company itself has been in business for about 5 years.
Okay. And do you feel like things have changed a great deal in that time? I mean, I've been in business for 10 years and I feel like, you know, our industry didn't even use social media at all. And now, you know, everybody is using it to connect. And so have you seen any changes on your side just in the last couple years?
Oh, so for me personally at EverActive with a year, I've seen a lot of changes just in the year that I've been here. When I came on board, we had one commercial product, a steam trap monitoring solution. We were in the mid to final stages of developing MHM. We've finished that. We've engaged our data scientists to talk about how we can best leverage the data. We've engaged with customers, the sales force, the marketing team, folks like you, again, honing our product based on the input from other industry experts. It's been, you know, the proverbial drinking from a fire hose. There's an awful lot going on and I love it.
Yeah. And I think that they're great to have you. It's great to have you on board because you have that background in maintenance and operations. And then combine that, this is very technical monitoring system that I guess your engineering background kind of helps you with that too. But we always talk about it, mechanical and engineering or electrical, really all has to kind of come together and learn from each other and then create these great things that makes our industry better. So I think they're lucky to have you with that background. So before I let you go, I know we've kind of covered the platform, but is there anything as far as advice that you would give to somebody in our industry?
Wow. Advice that I would offer. Keep an open mind. Never be afraid to learn. Things like maintenance to those folks outside may seem mundane and may seem pretty low tech, but there's an awful lot of information out there, whether it's from a mechanic that's done the same thing 100 times, or whether it's from, you know, some wide-eyed person that brings in outside experiences that could be applied here. Always listen, always learn, always be willing to apply new things.
And then I have one more question to ask you. So how did you decide, like, I'm going to be an engineer? Like, how did that go? How did that happen?
Oh, that's funny. I was actually thinking about that a few days ago. I had a math teacher in high school. His name was Mr. Enright. Great person, great teacher. And he asked the class if we were all going to be engineers. And when we asked him why he would ask that question, he said, well, you're all good at math and engineers make a good living. So this was back in the day before you got encouraged to follow your passion. You were encouraged to go forth and make a good living. And his asking that question, do you want to be an engineer, made me think about it, made me dig into it. And that is really a key reason why I'm where I am today.
So let's ask everybody, do you want to be an engineer? Okay, well, we'll see what they say, Tom. I hope that we've inspired some people, and I definitely hope everybody checks out EverActive. We'll put the link to your website and different platforms, especially the Empowering Pumps platform that you're on now with us. Thank you again for your time today, and I look forward to, you know, having you back on, seeing what you're up to later. But thanks for being here.
Fantastic, Charlie. Thank you.
Okay, we're back. Charlie, thanks so much for bringing Tom on. It was really interesting perspective about how he's pairing maintenance and reliability with IIoT and what they're doing there at EverActive. And, you know, as always, a really fun interview that you brought for us.
Well, that brings us to the end of the show. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Do us a favor, subscribe, rate and review the podcast on iTunes, YouTube, wherever you're listening to this. We love to see those comments and reviews, and we appreciate all of them.
You can reach us at Empowering Pumps or using the hashtag Empowering Industry Podcast, or email us at podcast@empoweringpumps.com.
We'll be back every Monday with a new episode.
So until then, be empowering. First, let's talk about EverActive and just what is and who is EverActive.
So it's actually EverActive.
Well, I should, yes. So let's, how many times did I mess that up, Tom?
Maybe twice.
Okay. So, Tom, who is Interactive?
Everactive.
Gosh,